week, we got one final report from Sophie and Gracie, who are Black Duck High School students now, and they are still doing phenology. They report that they caught an Eastern Newt juvenile, an eft, that was rescued from the basement window well. And they have taken some photos. We'll post those photos for you later this morning so that you can see what this rare Itasca County amphibian looks like. Also, three poults and two hen wild turkeys were foraging for bur oak acorns in the yard, a first for them. A few migrant ducks were observed. Chanterelle mushrooms were found and gathered in some red pines. Nighthawks flew briefly over Dixon Lake for one night. Some molt Canada geese returned through the area. Lake levels remained very low. Portions of Third River are completely unnavigable due to large beaver dams stopping the entire low stream flow. High bush cranberries have brilliant red fruits. White-tailed deer coats are changing colors. Wild rice in Nature's Lake appeared to be half rice worm and half grain when harvested in the canoe. That's always a lovely thought. We still managed a 39% conversion rate green to finished rice. Congratulations to the Earharts up there in Dixon Lake. That sounds like quite the event. And I know what it's like to sit in a canoe full of rice worms and rice. It's pretty exciting.